Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
How do you plead?
Guilty. Of being innocent.
I mean, there were quite a few people when we got back after the verdict was read. We were in tears.
Why were you crying?
Not guilty doesn't mean innocent.
Well, if the crime is making me laugh, they're all guilty.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She has no idea she's supposed to wear sunscreen, even though she has been labeled as having the dry skin in the office. And I'm about to bring her positivity level down to an all-time low.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
One thing that that my doctor told me whenever I had my physical, he told me that I had dry skin. That's what he told me, not you might have mild eczema. You have dry skin. Oh, cool. My skin wasn't even bad right then. I go through awful shedding periods.
You should have said, you think this is bad.
Yeah. I do have one more funny thing to say.
What?
Before I intro you. One time I was changing in front of my husband and he saw my stomach and said that I was really skinny. And I was like, oh my goodness, thank you. You think I've lost weight or something? No, he meant that my skin was peeling is what he meant. So I've got flaky. Yeah, I'm skinny. I'm really skinny. And with me today is my beautiful co-host. She's more witty than whiny. She obeys the rules on the road, but has a problem when she is off of them. And she keeps just the right amount of food in her house so her family doesn't starve. Her name is...
Amy Nichols. Nailed it.
So... you have so many words of wisdom that just, I wish I was walking around with a recorder with you all the time because you just say stuff randomly and I'm like, crap, write that down. Say it again. We need to do that on the podcast. What were you telling me about your food situation at home?
I have no idea. Well, is it that I wrote down notes for the kids?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going on vacation and I don't want to go to the store again just to fill the fridge and the pantry full of food when we're about to leave. It just doesn't make sense. So we're down to the nitty gritty now. I mean, it's like there's a couple applesauce. I made the kids these pinwheels, you know, the tortilla wraps.
Mm-hmm.
I made them out of just some leftover bacon bits and cream cheese it is down to nothing. Anyway, so I've been writing the kids notes every morning the last 3 days of there is food. You won't starve. And I like spell it out. This is what's for breakfast. These are your options for snacks. It's pretty bad.
I love it. I love that you are such a real parent. Because I would do the same thing. Like you need to. There's plenty of food. You might have to put something together. You might have to search for it. I have to keep convenience food at the house if I'm going to be out of town and my husband's at home.
Yeah.
Just because I'll have to go to Trader Joe's and stack up on stuff because if not, he'll eat out every meal.
Yeah. Well, and with men and kids, it's like if they don't see it immediately, like if let's say you're looking for your keys or sunglasses, if it's not on top of something in the open, they're not going to see it. They don't ever look under anything. If it's under a piece of paper or
yeah.
piece of clothing, it doesn't matter. They will not find it.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Silly kids.
Silly, silly kids.
I hope y'all are fed today. Mama's still working. But you are getting ready to head out on vacation.
I am. But before I go, there was an injustice. And I'm going to tell you the story, but I'm going to backtrack a little bit, okay? So let me preface with, I said in the last podcast that I was being really careful with my feet. And this does pertain to this injustice, I swear. I was going to be really careful with my feet. I don't want open wounds because I'm going to Alabama and the flesh-eating bacteria, just a reminder.
Is in the ocean. You're going to the beach.
Right.
Yeah. And so you can't have open wounds going into the beach, into the water, whenever they have this bacteria in the
right,
water.
Right, because then I'll get it and my skin will fall off. So anyways,
and then you would be skinny. You'd be the opposite of skinny.
I'd be really
skinny. You'd be skinless.
So, you know, I'm wearing good socks when I exercise so I don't get blisters, all this stuff. I am the last one to leave, so I lock up the studio. Not every day, but most days. So I'm locking up the studio, and I close the studio door on my pinky toe and put a huge gash in my toe, and I'm so mad. This happens right before I have to leave and go to court.
So I'm just cracking up because Amy sends me a text last night with this photo of her toe, and it looks bad. I mean, it really does. You took off a layer of skin
yeah,
on
the
top.
Top.
But what's really funny is it's so cold in our man room. And so I walked over to you at one point yesterday and you're wearing two sweaters. I don't notice that. I'm used to seeing you wrapped up in a jacket. You were wearing two sweaters, but you were wearing sandals and you had socks on. And they were like the...
Yeah, they're not cute.
Do you call them thong sandal? I mean, it's got the little thing in between your toes. So there should be no reason you should ever wear socks. No. So I went to go ask you something and I just stopped. And I'm like, did you purposely put this on? And you're like, no, it was cold. So I went upstairs, got my workout clothes, put on socks. So you obviously weren't wearing your socks whenever this happened.
No, I should have. I should have worn them all day. But
and that was my first response was, well, if you were wearing your socks, this wouldn't have happened.
Socks and sandals are the way to go. Okay, so I am going to this court because, backtrack a little bit more, 2 months ago, Josh's car wasn't working. We had it towed to the house. They dropped it off in front, and it wasn't working. So it's sitting there. We get a warning saying it can't be parked there for over 24 hours.
So it's just parked in front of your house, pulled up to the curb. It's not blocking anything. No. It's in front of your yard. That's it.
Right.
Okay.
Which I would think, if it's not a commercial vehicle, would be okay, unless, because I live on a court, so there's not a lot of through traffic. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I figured it'd be okay unless one of our neighbors complained, which I think happened, but it doesn't matter. It was against the law. You're not supposed to have a vehicle on the street for over 24 hours. It's just we got a warning, which is fine. We were given 48 hours to take care of it, and we were ticketed before the 48 hours was up. Mm-hmm. And so we went to the court and were trying to get this ticket dismissed because, you know, we weren't given 48 hours. It should be dismissed. So I go with Josh. It's his car. The ticket's in his name. I'm only there for support. But he is not as forceful as me. And I'm there to give him a backbone. You know, if he just rolls over and wants to pay the ticket and not want to fight this, I'm there to fight. I'm ready to go. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't want me talking because he knows I'll embarrass him or go a little too far. So we sit down with the prosecutor. It's not in a courtroom. There's no judge there. We're in an office with the prosecutor. And he sees the warning. So this warning was handwritten, timestamped by the officer, and it was either 1,200 hours, 1,400 hours, or 1,700 hours. We can't read it. It's not legible. Mm-hmm. And so we give him this ticket, the prosecutor, and he said, did y'all tamper with this evidence?
No way.
Yes. And I let him finish his question. I knew where this was going because it did look fishy. Mm-hmm. I did not touch it. Josh did not touch it. But it looked fishy. I mean,
that's something you would never do. That's something I would never do. You're not going to try to fight the law.
No, absolutely not. And so, also, I mean, the officer either can't tell time or he's an illiterate. I don't know. But, I mean, who can't write the time down correctly or get another piece of paper if you mess up? Anyways, mm-hmm. It's a legal document, right? Or whatever. Anyway, so I let him finish his questions. I did not cut the prosecutor off. I answered, no, sir. But I am a little offended that you're accusing me of a felony, which I think is okay to say. I mean, I guess it should have been a yes or no answer. But Josh stomped on my foot under the desk to tell me to be quiet. He stomped on my foot. I don't know what's wrong with him. And then this guy, the prosecutor, went on this spiel, either 3 to 5 minutes. It went on forever of how, well, young people like you would not know that it's illegal. And I'm giving you the chance to back out of your, you know, bad decision, and went on and on and on. Do you understand? Like, we're some idiots who would break the law.
Yeah.
Which is unfair. I mean, yes, it's his job to probe and ask questions, but it's also my job to defend myself. I'm the defendant. So mm-hmm. I can't say, no, sir, and I think it's wrong of you to accuse me. So all that to say, I opened my big fat mouth and said way too much. Josh was really mad at me, stomped on my foot, but we did get the ticket dismissed.
Woohoo!
I know. But we're leaving the office and there was another lady who was there and saw my foot that was gashed mm-hmm. and heard the story because I guess our voices were raised or whatever in the office. Looked at my foot and saw there was bleeding and thought that Josh had did it to my foot when he stomped on my foot. Because I said, did you see that Josh just stepped on my foot underneath your desk. I'm like, I wanted everybody to know.
You said that to the prosecutor?
Yes. I was like, he doesn't want me talking. He just stomped on my foot underneath your desk.
So I need to know what all, first of all, I'm surprised that you said that to the prosecutor, just because I cannot defend myself. I'm way too scared. Jeremy and I are just the opposite. Jeremy's super sweet too. So if we need to go to battle with somebody, mm-hmm. I have to like nudge him and be like, mean face, because he tries to be all nice and sweet. He was doing that whenever we were trying to buy a car. Now he turned it on at the end and he pulled it off. So it was great. But I'm really surprised by what you said. What was it that you said again?
Well, I said, no, sir, because he asked us if we were messing with the evidence. And I said, no, sir. And I think it's unfair that you're accusing me of a felony.
Mm-hmm.
And then he jumped down my throat for defending myself.
Did you say anything else other than that to him besides that? And did you see him stomp on my toe?
No. I think that's it. Oh, my gosh. But I just think it's unfair that I'm not allowed to. So Josh is mad at me for opening my mouth. I mm-hmm. called my mom on the way home. I was like, Josh is mad at me that I said something to the prosecutor, that it's unfair that he was accusing. She's like, yeah, you're not supposed to say that. I mean, there's like etiquette. I was like, well, it's not a courtroom. We were in his office.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't talking to a judge. I was just a one-on-one dude wants to accuse me. No, dude, I didn't do it. So I don't see anything wrong with what I said. But it's unfair that he would do that. And I just wasn't supposed to let him do that. Just let him accuse me and call me stupid and young. And
I take the young any day. I take that as a win. The rest of it, no.
No, it wasn't a compliment. It was, you're stupid. You don't know what's going on. I didn't like it.
So what did the lady say to you about your bloody toe?
I said, I had this before I came to the office, and it wasn't because Josh stomped on my foot.
So she asked you.
Oh, yeah. She said, your foot's bleeding. I said, oh, no, it wasn't from Josh. I had this before I came into the office. I mean, she was concerned.
With a mouth like that, I think maybe you need to get slapped around sometimes. I don't know. Maybe I'd side with the husband on this one.
So you think I should have kept my mouth shut too? And just yes or no?
I just don't know how to take up for myself is the only problem. And I'm so polite about it. I had to confront somebody at my dog store because we bring our dog there all the time to dog camp, and they're nothing but nice. They board him. They take care of him. Everybody loves him. They are a great place. We've never, ever had a problem with them. Well, I go to pick up my dog from dog camp one day, and there was this older woman and man. I'd even call them, grandma, grandpa, maybe.
Were y'all friends?
No. No. She could have turned me off of old people. But she's sitting there berating the young girl who's checking her out. And this girl's probably 19 years old, maybe. And she's berating her. Well, you need to call the vet right now and update her chart, update my dog's chart, and this, and this. What's Sunday? No vet is open.
No.
And they do update the charts, because if your dog's not up to date, your dog can't go to dog camp, and they're mm-hmm. not going to keep him in the kennel or anything like that. And this woman was just being ridiculous. And she went to go check me out, and this woman's like, no, I'm not finished yet. I want to talk to your manager. You're always nothing but rude every time I'm up here. And so I felt like it was my duty to say something, because mm-hmm. you are being out of line. Mm-hmm. You're sitting here yelling in a young girl's face who probably makes minimum wage. You're the one who looks like an asshat right now.
Right.
So I had to say something. Saying something to this old woman, knowing there's zero confidence. All I said was, you are being completely out of line right now. I come to this place all the time, and I've never had a problem with anybody, much less this girl. And she told me I needed to stay out of my business. And I said, no, not whenever you're yelling and causing a scene. You're the one, you need to leave. This is enough. That's all that I said. Knowing there's not going to be a conflict or a confrontation on the end. Mm-hmm. I was still a little shaky whenever I left.
Oh, I'm
just
sure.
Like, it's just like, ooh,
I can't believe I just did that.
Yeah. Who am I standing up to somebody? But it's just, you're being irate right now. And that was completely unnecessary. Mm-hmm. I can't stand people who are mean to nice people. Now your situation is different. I don't think that you were in the wrong for that.
Well,
because
everyone has told me that I should not have gone that far.
It is unfair to be accused of something. No, you're not going to mess with some legal document. I mean, you and I are both so respectful as far as it's concerned. If I get pulled over and they ask me if there's a reason why I'm speeding, I feel like you're setting me up to give you an excuse. I can't even come up with a lie then, just because I'm not going to lie.
I'm so a terrible like, liar anyways, so yeah. it wouldn't go over well.
Yeah. Why am I speeding? Because I'm trying to get home and I'm not paying attention. Same reason I'm speeding everywhere that I go. That would make me mad. And it probably would make me mad if I felt like someone of the law is accusing me, because you're somebody who can do something about it. This isn't just a regular person accusing me of doing something and I can't prove myself innocent or not, innocent right. or guilty.
Right.
But I don't know how I would handle it. I don't handle my own stuff. I make Jeremy handle it for me.
I just don't know what was the point of the meeting if, you know, if I'm guilty and what you say is fact, then why am I here in the first place? I'm here to defend myself. So that's why I spoke up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is Josh super mad at you?
Yeah, he was pretty mad at me. He was. But I mean,
you got out of the ticket,
but
though.
I was mad at him for being mad at me. So that's fine.
And it's his car that's broke down in the first place that's in front of your house.
I know.
So it's still there, right?
No, it wasn't still there. Actually, so we got the first warning. We got a ticket. We got a second warning. And we're like, we've got to move this car before we get a second ticket. And so it doesn't turn on. We're like, I don't want to pay for it to be moved somewhere else. So what we had to end up doing is call a couple of guy friends to come push it into our driveway, because it wouldn't just roll into the driveway. We had to have actual manpower to do it. So anyways, it's off the street, but still there and still not working.
Because I was wondering how far you're going to take this. If it's just like, no, it's my house. It's my broke down car. It's going to stay there. I will come and argue with you each and every time, bloody toe or not.
Oh my gosh. I had so many conversations with myself in my head about what I was going to say if it came to a judge or jury or whatever. And, you know, if it wasn't working, whatever, it doesn't matter. It could have been tarred and feathered and set on fire. It doesn't matter. If we had a 48-hour warning to move the car, we should have been given our 48 hours.
Is that why you got out of it? Is because yes. of the timestamp that you right. tampered with?
Yeah. No, I didn't tamper with it.
Well, you texted me yesterday. First, you had me cracking up about your toe. And then I got a late night text from you saying, hey, can we podcast tomorrow? I'm really fired up about this. I'm like, yeah, yeah. All right. Well, we're going to do injustice. So think about any injustices that you have. And I'm like, well, crap, I'm guilty. So I really don't know anything that I can say that I'm innocent on. Now, I will say this. I have gotten a lot of tickets, just speeding, nothing significant.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I am always guilty, whatever. I'm not the best at paying attention while I'm driving, and I'm on the road for long distances too. And that has a lot to do with it. I'm not just puttering around the neighborhood
right.
or around my area. I'm on the road a lot, and that is the cause of a lot of my anger, because nobody else knows how to drive. People are cutting off and won't let you over and everything else. And I'm always in a rush. I always have stuff to do. So sometimes I don't even pay attention to the speed limit. And that's what's gotten me before,
oh.
is that it'll change
from
70
to
60 to 50. And then I'm getting pulled over and they're like, well, why are you going 60? Well, that's the speed. No. And they'll have traps set up just right there.
I hate that.
For you. Yeah. But someone that I know that I'm really close to, that I'm not going to say any names, when I'm in the car with this person, sometimes they will drive and speed, but because they have a cooler job than me, they never get a ticket. Never. And I hardly ever, but I did one time. I was so proud of myself. I got pulled over on my morning in the way to work. And you think getting pulled over in the morning, they're looking for drunk drivers
right.
at the hours that we're on the road, because I'm on the road by 4 a.m. every morning.
Yes,
if not
people
earlier.
Leaving the bars usually.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've gotten pulled over before and they realize, oh, they'll say, what are you doing out so late? And I'm like, not so late. I'm up so early. I'm heading to work right now. Okay, cool. Bye. They just let me go. Well, this morning I got pulled over and I'm in a construction zone. So there's nowhere that I can pull over at. So I had to end up
nerve wracking.
So I had to drive, and I had already slowed down. So, I mean, he knew I was doing it. I had my blinker on, but I had to wait till I come up to an exit. And I exit and then I pull over and I'm so nervous. And he comes up and he's like, ma'am, he didn't even say, do you know why I pulled you over? He goes, do you know how fast you were going? And I was like, no, sir. And he told me, and it wasn't that fast, but it was fast because it was in a construction zone.
Right.
So then it lowers down,
yeah.
which construction zone is also another additional fine onto it. So I'm just like, oh my God, this is going to be so expensive. And he goes, where are you going? I said, I'm going to work. He goes, well, where's work? I said, I work for the Kid Craddock Morning Show. And he goes, all right. Went back to his car, came back, gave me my license that I listen to the show every morning and let me go. And I'm just like, yes! Oh my gosh, that was going to be the most expensive ticket. Well, next time I got pulled over several months later, I was leaving work and I got pulled over and they asked what I was doing. And I was like, I'm just leaving work. I work at the Kid Craddock Morning Show and I just got off work and I'm trying to go home. Yeah, that didn't work.
Oh,
that was
darn.
The one and only time. Because I don't even think I wasn't trying to name drop. I'm just telling them I'm going to work
in
the morning.
I mean, you can. I mean, it worked one time. It's that rule that's in How I Met Your Mother. It's like the every two to three people, if you ask someone if they're interested in staying the night, every single time someone's bound to say yes. So every time you drop, I work at the Kid Craddock Morning Show, someone's bound to give you the release, let you go.
I wish I could say, don't you know who I am, except for that it's on my license. They'd be like, yeah, I have no idea who you are at all. Well, then they should subscribe to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on iTunes and Google Play.
That's right.
But I did think of some minor injustices that I have on my own. We were talking about food earlier. I feel like this is a personal injustice to me.
Is this the office?
I cook all the time. And
you used Jeremy, to cook all the time.
Well, yeah.
That's not a diss.
No, I don't cook as much anymore. But Jeremy doesn't eat leftovers. And so I cook and then he typically doesn't want the same thing. I mean, I can. If I've got too much food, then yeah, we'll have leftovers the next day. But he won't eat them for lunch. And I make stuff just for him. Mm-hmm. I made breakfast this last weekend, and he ate it for breakfast, and that was it. Hadn't touched it since then. And I end up having all these leftovers, and I cannot stand wasting them. So a lot of times I'll bring them up to work for people to eat them. Jeremy and I used to get in fights about leftovers because I would ask him, are you going to eat this? He'd say yes. And then he wouldn't eat it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I could have given it to somebody. I could have put it in the freezer. I could have done something. I have no problem feeding people. I used to bring food up to the office. And then last time I brought some brownies up here. Someone else brought cinnamon rolls. We also had donuts that day. Hardly anybody touched my brownies. So I'm like, you know what? Screw y'all. I'm not feeding you anymore. So instead of unloading my leftovers on Justin, which is normally what I would do or put them out there, I had to freeze like four things yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'll plow my way through it. I don't care. I'm not feeding these bastards anymore.
No, you shouldn't. You know, they don't deserve your food.
I know. You're the self-proclaimed best cook of the office.
That's right. Shame on them.
I know.
Well, I thought you were going to say it's an injustice that you are the cook, but every time I, you know, heat up my food, people tell me how good it smells and that it's unfair that nobody's saying the same thing about you.
I do get compliments on how my food smells. Now, you use the toaster oven.
I do.
So it's going up.
Yeah, it goes a lot longer.
The entire office. Yeah. And then everybody was saying, well, you just need to come sell your food up here and people will buy it. Because Amy walks in with legit groceries. I mean, it's a sweet potato that has not been cooked or touched before. She'll roast it in the toaster oven. You will come in with a carton of eggs and different ingredients and make an omelet.
Yes. Yesterday, I had a bag of quinoa that hadn't been cooked and I, you know, threw it in a little ramekin with some water and steamed it with some foil on top in the toaster oven.
You know what? That's not fair. That was not my injustice, but now I am mad about that because you're up here eating like a queen and you're having to leave a list of things that your kids can eat, which include Jell-O and applesauce.
No, I'm just saying I cook. The kids don't. So it's not my fault that they don't want to make an effort. Like, okay, it's really not my fault. If you don't want to make the effort, you can starve. Really? That's how I feel. I'm done. No more notes.
So I'm the reason you're going to cut your kids off?
Yes, you are.
I'm so sorry, kids. None of this would have happened if you would have liked Beetlejuice. All right. Well, before we sign off, we're going to list some things that we are grateful for.
Yes.
Thank you to my life coach for suggesting that we do this.
I'm ready.
Or that I do this. And now I'm just forcing it upon you. Because who doesn't need more positivity in their life?
It's all good.
Something that your kids should be grateful for, the fact that you have any groceries at home. But for me, I'm grateful for my health. I know that's like cornball to say, but there's too much dying and sickness going on. And I'm grateful that I am healthy and happy and extremely positive. Not first thing in the morning, though.
No.
The worst thing that I do is wake up. And on a good day, I do it multiple times a day because I get to take a nap and then I wake up and I'm like panicked because I'll see that it's 5 o'clock. Is it 5 o'clock a.m.? It's light outside. Like, what's going on? And so I'm just mad every time I wake up because I'm still tired. So I'm like, nah, I don't want to be up. Other than that, my health and my happiness. I am grateful for my friends that are oversharers just like me. I had two really interesting phone calls yesterday. One was telling me about something embarrassing that happened to her at work, and another one FaceTimed me to show me something inappropriate. Both of them just had me giggling at home, not to mention your texts and stuff that kept me very well entertained yesterday. And I am very grateful for my sidekick, Amy. I don't always give you all the credit that you deserve.
Oh,
but
please.
You keep me laughing. You keep me jolly. You keep me fit-ish. You make me,
Shout out, Jenna.
To the gym. Yeah, you make me go to the gym. And you keep me sane. And you make me happy even whenever we are disagreeing on really stupid stuff.
Aw, I love you.
I love
you,
too.
You're so sweet.
I'm positive.
And positive. All right, well, I am grateful that I wasn't thrown in jail for being in contempt of court. I am grateful that I get to keep my $220 and not pay that ticket.
Woo, beach money.
And I'm really grateful that I have a backbone and I'm always right and I'm never in the wrong.
Amen to that, Amy. Except for with me.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you're usually debatable. In the wrong with me.
That's debatable.
I do love your list, though. I love your list, and I love you, Story. I love you, Story. I love your story.
Thanks.
Super great job bringing it today.
Woo woop.
Well, thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my free bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
And keep your hips loose.
And lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
All right. How about catnip?
Starting right meow. Sorry about that.
All right, Meow. Hand over your license and registration. Hurry up, Meow.
Sorry.
Is there something funny here, boy?
No.
Well, then why are you laughing, Mr. Larry Johnson? All right, Meow, where were we?
I'm sorry, are you saying Meow?
Am I saying Meow?
I thought...
Don't think, boy. Meow, do you know how fast you were going? Meow, what is so damn funny?
I could have sworn you said meow.
Do I look like a cat to you, boy? Am I jumping around all nimbly-bimbly from tree to tree?
No.
Am I drinking milk from a saucer?
No.
Well, do you see me eating mice? Hey, you stop laughing right now.